Amos chapter 2. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of Moab, yes, for 4, I will not turn away its punishment, because he burned the bones of the king of Edom into lime. So this thing about for 3 transgressions and for 4, I will not change the punishment. It could mean that, well, they'd sinned 3 times, but if they had repented, then, well, the whole judgment could have been changed. But instead, no, they sinned a 4th time. It could also mean that if somebody sins, say, 3 times, God doesn't just turn away and just doesn't notice them. He notices the 4th sin. So it's for 3 and for 4 that they're punished. Of course, 3 plus 4 makes 7, which is the complete number. So God is very sensitive. He watches sin. If someone's having a tantrum, or if someone's slipping into sin, it's not that God says, oh, yeah, okay, well, I'll just overlook the next half an hour. Well, yeah, that's how it is for this evening or whatever with that person. No, he actually feels every aspect of the sin that's committed. But I will send a fire on Moab, and it will destroy the palaces of Kerioth, and Moab will die with tumult, with shouting, and with the sound of the trumpet. And I will cut off the judge from their midst, and will kill all their princes with him, says Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of Judah, yes, for 4, I will not turn away its punishment. So he's just been talking about for 3 sins of various Gentile nations, and for 4 sins that they did, God was still going to punish them. And now he's telling the people of Judah, who were God's people, that, yeah, I'm watching you as well, and you've done the same. So the idea was that the Jews, the people of Judah, were not to think that they were somehow better than the Gentiles. And you also see that God is sensitive to the sins of Gentiles, even people who don't know him. So, I will not turn away, he says, the punishment of Judah, because they have rejected Yahweh's law and have not kept his statutes, and their lies have led them astray after which their fathers walked. But I will send a fire on Judah, and it will eat up the palaces of Jerusalem. Well, that happened when the Babylonians burnt the city of Jerusalem. But God says, I will send a fire on Jerusalem. Well, God didn't literally send a fire down from heaven. He got the Babylonians to go in there and burn the place up. So you can see how God worked through those Babylonian soldiers. This was his way of sending fire. And he says, they rejected my law. They didn't keep my statutes. But of course, they would have said, no, we didn't reject God. We didn't become atheists. Sure, we love Yahweh. We love his law, etc. But it just shows a difference between religion and spirituality. You can appear on the surface to do a few religious things, but actually that is nothing at all. That is not at all keeping God's law as he really wants. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of Israel, that's the 10-tribe kingdom, yes, for 4, I will not turn away its punishment, because they have sold the righteous for silver, and the needy for a pair of shoes. So then, to make themselves richer, so that they had a fancy pair of shoes, they sold people into slavery. And this is what people do, so that they can have a really fancy, decadent, luxury lifestyle. They do things that really hurt other people, and God is so against this, and he's sensitive to it. They trample on the dust of the earth, on the head of the poor, and deny justice to the oppressed. And a man and his father use the same girl to profane my holy name. And they lay themselves down beside every altar on clothes taken in pledge. And in the house of their God they drink the wine of the condemned. So right in the temple they were drinking the wine of the gods, the idols that were to be destroyed. And God saw this mixture of worship of him with worship of the idols. Yet I destroyed the Amorite before them, whose height was like the height of the cedars, and he was strong as the oaks. Yet I destroyed his fruit from above, and his roots from beneath. Also I brought you up out of the land of Egypt, and led you 40 years in the wilderness to possess the land of the Amorite. I raised up some of your sons for prophets, and some of your young men for Nazarites. Isn't this true, you children of Israel, says Yahweh? But you gave the Nazarites wine to drink, and commanded the prophets, saying, don't prophesy. Now, Nazarites were people who chose to dedicate themselves to being like priests, even though they weren't from the tribe of Judah. And so they were not allowed to drink wine. Samson, for example, was a Nazarite. But he says here, you gave the Nazarites wine to drink. So to make other people stumble spiritually is awful. And although they themselves, of their own free will, decided to take the vow of the Nazarite, God says here, I raised up some of your sons for prophets and some of your young men for Nazarites. So actually the hand of God was in that. That although we do have our own freedom of choice, there is this higher hand of God in our lives, making people in a sense do things even though they do it of their own free will. It's like I said about God sending fire on Jerusalem when the Babylonians burnt it up. Well, the Babylonians did that because they wanted to. But in another sense, God sent them to do it. Now, if we really love God and we've really surrendered ourselves to him and to Jesus, then our free will desire to serve him, if it is totally from our heart, he will confirm it through his Spirit. He will work with us. See, I will crush you in your place as a cart crushes that is full of grain. Flight will flee from the swift, and the strong won't strengthen his force. Neither shall the mighty deliver himself. Neither shall he stand who handles the bow, and he who is swift of foot won't escape. Neither shall he who rides the horse deliver himself. And he who is courageous among the mighty will flee away naked in that day, says Yahweh. So all human strength is going to come to nothing.